Take TPV Radio with you 24/7. Just download Live 365 app from your Apple or Google Play Store. Like us on Facebook at TPV Radio or www.tpvradionetwork.com. Walk with us, family. Let's go!
There are everyday actions to help prevent the spread of the coronavirus. Wash your hands. Avoid touching your eyes, nose, and mouth. Cover your cough or sneeze. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Clean and disinfect frequently touched objects. And remember, you're safer at home. For more information, visit cdc.gov/COVID-19. This message brought to you by Live 365 and this station.
You're listening to the hottest, most off-controversial, off-the-meters Christian radio station in the land. The Psalmist Voice Radio Network. Are you ready to walk, family? Let's go!
At Majal's Products, we care for a better you with our handmade natural ingredients to give you healthier skin, body, and stronger hair. Like our face, foot, hair and body care products. To order yours today, please visit our website at www.majalsproducts.com or on Facebook at Majal's Products. Get yours today and get your faster results without breaking the bank. Starting with the Psalmist Voice Reloaded on Sundays at 2 p.m. Central Standard Time. Then the Psalmist Voice Presents by booking only. Tuesdays, it's the Grub at 1 p.m. Followed by Victory Over the Weights of Life with Sister Deanne Lebrine at 6 p.m. Thursdays, Real Talk with Pastor Byron Segal at 4:30, followed by Dorothy Patterson, the reality coach, at 6 p.m. Friday, Music of the Spirit with Trey Milner at 4:30 p.m. And Saturdays is our double hitter, and it starts with Saturday Buffet with Sister Lorraine Brown, with Roberta Jones at 11 a.m. Central, followed by Brother Don Presents with Pastor Gene Homer at 4 p.m. Also download Live 365 and search the Psalmist Voice Radio Network, and you're in there. You can also follow us on Facebook at TPV Radio or visit our website, www.tpvradionetwork.com. Walk with us, family. Let's go!
You never heard Christian radio quite like this. Get your fix 24/7 on the Psalmist Voice Radio Network. You're listening to Victory Over the Weights of Life.
Over the Weights of Life.
With Sis Diane Lebrun. Right now on TPV Radio.
This is Victory Over the Weight of Life with Sister Diane Lebrun.
Daddy, everybody, welcome to this party. What's going on, everybody? How are you? It is yours truly, author and speaker, Diane Lubrin, and you are here with victory over the weight of life. It is Tuesday, and today we are going to be discussing Psalms 136, verse 1. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. But I got a little shum for y'all. I got a special guest in the house. My sister, my platinum sister, praise God, Sister Shanice Newton herself in the building. Them VIP family tonight.
Yes. 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 Family and friends. We are here live and direct. Welcome to the party.
You got it. So, you guys, for the next hour and a half, it will be Sister Shanice and I. You guys know, for those who are listening in the U.S., you're in Alaska, you in the VI. This Thursday, we will be celebrating our Thanksgiving, praise God. And in spite of everything that we've conquered this year, everything that came up to us and we squared up and we didn't back down, those are reasons to give thanks unto the Lord. So before we go any further, let us invite the Spirit of the Lord in this show. And because she is here and I love her, Sister Shanice, would you start our Thanksgiving show with a prayer?
It is so funny how you turn it over to me, sis, because I usually turn it over to you.
I know.
Oh, yes. Well, family and friends, it goes a little something like this. Thank you, Father, for this day. Thank you for blessing us from the crown of our head to the tippy toe of our toes. Father God, we thank you for everything that you have given us this far and everything that you are about to give us that is good and it's all in righteous of you, Father God. We come to you as your children, Father God, to ask you for the greatness of you, to keep us giving us the knowledge that you have given us to know you as our Father, as the Messiah, as the great one, Father God. We are giving you thanks, not just on Thursday, Father God, but as we said today, in every day of our life, every moment of our life, we give you thanks and praise
you
and only you, because you are the Father that we preciously and graciously give thanks for. Without you, Father God, nothing, even the breath that we breathe, Father God, is not possible. Without
Hallelujah.
You, we know the impossible is possible through you, Father God, the Holy Spirit that you have spread and is still spreading as you called your children to you as warriors. Father God, we are in a war, but the battle shall be won because of your grace and your mercy upon us, Father God. We know the devil would not have this day. In your name we pray. Amen.
In the name of Jesus. Amen. Praise ye the Lord. Amen. Amen. Oh, hallelujah. It is a great day to be here again. You guys, go ahead and please share out this show. I hope you guys are listening and don't just take it all in, but spread the news. Let them know victory over the weights of life is on. Please go to tpvradionetwork.com. Follow us there and also scroll down, look for my show, Victory Over the Weights of Life, the lady in the yellow suit, that would be me. Go ahead, give me a thumbs up and hit the follow button so every time the show comes on, you get your notifications so you don't miss out on anything. Amen. This year, we have been through a lot. Amen. This year, if you ask anybody, what is the only thing you thought about this year? What is the one thing that just had you going, everybody going this year? And all you will hear is the coronavirus. The coronavirus basically took over us back in March, and it never turned back. And a lot of people, and again, my heart goes out to you and to your family. If you lost anyone directly of the coronavirus, or if they had some underlying ailment and the coronavirus was what just brought them to the place where they're no longer with us, I want to say to you that our condolences from me, from the show Victory Over the Waste of Life, as well as TPV Radio Network, we send you our love and our condolences as well as our sympathy. Amen. But in all things today, we're going to speak on Psalms 136, verse 1, and it tells us, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever." Our God is a good God. And somebody might be saying, "Well, Diane, how can I go through so much? How can this happen? I lost my job. I lost my car. I lost my house. I lost a wife, a son, a mother. I lost so much this year. How can I give God any kind of thanks? Because doesn't he care that my hurt is so deep?" And I want you to understand that God loves you with a love that you cannot even understand. The love that God has for us is so high above what we can understand, that the way we love each other by comparison is like the dot of a needle. Because God's love is great and it's vast and it overtakes and it overpowers. And even in the loss of that family member, of your house, of your car, whatever it is that you lost, I want you to not let the enemy tell you that God does not love you and you don't have anything to give God thanks for. Like I say, this Thursday in the United States of America, the United States, Virgin Islands, Alaska, I think Hawaii and Guam are all celebrating Thanksgiving. Amen. I'm not sure about Guam, but we're all celebrating Thanksgiving. And this is the time where we take one day out of the year and we give thanks to God for whatever it is, whether it was good, bad, or indifferent. Amen. So I want you to not just look at the situation and say, "I have nothing to thank God for." Because if you put your hand on your chest, you still have a heartbeat. That's something to thank God for. You are still in your right mind. That's something to thank God for. Your loved one, if they died in the Lord, they are currently in the presence of the Lord. They're no longer hurting. They're no longer in pain. That is a lot to give God thanks for, because the truth of the matter is, since you guys know how I am, I tell you the truth, there are a lot of people who've lost family members and they're not with the Lord. Amen. But for those of us who know that our families are with the Lord, we have so much to thank God for, because someday we know that we're going to see them. And not only are we going to be with Jesus forever, we're also going to be with that family member. So, Sister Shanice, do you have anything to say?
You know, there's people that I know that died of the virus. You know, this one lady from home. We did send condolences to the family, you know, and what we got to realize is that God is calling us. He is trying to get our attention, you know, even though his son has died on the cross for us, why, for our sins, why are we still sinning? And it goes back to what you say, you know, God is trying to show us that he is the bigger man. You know, and mm-hmm. what he has given us, he can take from us. And mm-hmm. that's something that we fail to overstand, understand, and realize, that whatever is given can be taken. Whatever goes mm-hmm. up must come down. You
that's
know,
right.
and we're never, we should never think about ourselves that we are too good, you know, or mm-hmm. we are too blessed. Because your blessings could be taken away. It's how you
yeah.
use that blessing. It's how you use that blessing. Is what type of way, what type of person you are in God. You know, and, you know, we could say we are of God. We are of God. But how truly of God we are. Are we of God in the flesh? Are of God in the mind? Or are we of God in total, body, mind, and soul. And that's what we got to think about as people of God. What part of us are we giving to God? Are we giving him all of us? Because when we ask and we go to God, he gave us all of him. So why can't we give him all of us? It's not a one-way street, family and friends. It goes both ways. It goes both ways. You know, so we need to stop trying to relate to God and be in a relation with God.
Right.
I'll turn it over to you, sis.
Right. Amen. Amen. And you know, that is true, because when we look at God and all he's done for us, us serving him is a way of saying thank you. Thank you, Lord. I recognize what you did, because the truth of the matter is God the Father, he did not have to send Jesus to die for us. He could have scrapped all of this, and he could have started all over. He could have come forth with the second Adam, or the, you know what I'm saying? He could have done it a whole different thing. But because of his love, the love that God has for us, he allowed that love to break his heart by watching his perfect son go through a trial, watch people lie on him, watch people slap him, watch them spit on him, pluck his beard off his face, beat him until he was unrecognizable. And the least we can do is serve him. So when we say, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, sometimes we only look at the things that we can see now. What about the things that we cannot see? What about the angels of the Lord that surrounds us, that brings us divine protection every day? What about our loved ones who get on the road and they could have been in an accident and they didn't even know the angel stopped it? You know what I'm saying? We could be walking around and a gun could have gone off somewhere and an angel stepped into place, deflected that bullet, and it never even came to us. So don't just look at, oh, my God, what do I have to give God thanks for? My mama died, my daddy died, my brother died, sister, cousin. You know, those are the things that the enemy is using to take your focus off of God. Because remember, the devil, he comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But Jesus said, I come that you may have life and have life in abundance. So even in the stuff that we lost, even with the, I had a friend who had the virus and he was in the hospital for 10 days, but praise God, the Lord brought him forth. And there are a lot of people that the Lord healed from the virus. And then there are some people who are asymptomatic. They don't even know they have the virus in them. That's how good God is. When you find out, oh, my God, I could have this virus, and, oh, my God, I have this sickness, and I have this issue. And they say people with underlying issue, you have the virus. It brings you closer to death, and I didn't even know I had it. That's a reason to throw your hands up in the air and say, thank you, Lord. Give thanks, for he is good. This Thanksgiving, we have a lot to give God thanks for. Some people who were in jail are home. Some people last year who was in the hospital are home. Some people last year, you didn't have a job, you have a job this year. Some people, you didn't have a husband or a wife, you didn't have any children last year. But today, you have it. So we have plenty, like we say on the island, plenty to give God thanks for. Amen?
Amen.
Sister Shanae?
Amen.
Yeah.
See, what some people, and I would say some people, what they forget that he is God of God, Lord of Lord.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they forget that that's who he is. You know, he planted that seed for us. You know, he planted that seed for us to come to him, to have a better life. So why waste life? Why waste giving thanks? I wouldn't say thanksgiving, because it's giving thanks
like I said, it's something that we should do every day.
Every
day. Every minute. We should be given time. Because without him and the image that he had for us, that it says that we were made in the image of him. So why don't you believe in God? Because when you look at yourself, you should see God. Whether you are man or woman, you should see him. Because we were made in his image. We were made just like him. But we were made to be his children. We was made to be his children. And it's like you said, you know, we as human beings, we in the flesh are visual people. And because we cannot see God visually, some people don't believe in him. But then you have people that giving thanks to the universe. What they forget to understand, and I'm going to use the word understand, because what they're understanding is God made the universe as well. So
that's
if you believe in the universe, and this is just my opinion, if you believe in the universe, you still believe in God.
He's the one.
There is a book that tells us where we came from. We came from Adam and Eve. But then where did Adam came from? You know, and God explained it to us because he know when he was creating us that we people that would be visual people, we're people that would need understanding. And when you understand something, you get enough understanding that you understand it, and then from therefore you get knowledge. And for you to receive all these things about the Father that we give in thanks to, we need to, you know, hold up, wait a minute, put a link God into it. They said, you know, to live by his way, you have to live by his words. The Bible speaks
Amen.
That his words is in the Bible. The Bible is his word.
That's
so
right.
So why not give thanks? You know, we look at the Bible and we say, wow, this Bible was made X years ago. That is our platform. That is our foundation, family and friends. That is the foundation that he has left for us to build, to get to know him. It's just like when you are a newborn child, you have to learn how to crawl. You have to learn how to walk. And then when you learn to walk, you learn to run. And that's what God did for us. So why not give thanks to this almighty creator? God loves us through thick and thin. Don't matter what we do. He even said, if you sin, it's okay, because you could come to me and ask for salvation, and I shall deliver you from all sin.
Jesus.
See, family and friends, God has told us, he has told us that he is showing us everything that is there for us to know. So why not say, you know, don't matter if you're in a crowd of people, what's the heart to throw your hands up, throw your head back and say, God, I thank you. Even
thank
nothing
you.
Haven't happened, you still give him thanks, because we don't
Amen.
Know what God is about to do in our life. See,
Amen.
We know the past. We know the past. We can't fix the past. We can't do nothing about the past. That is already gone. But we are living in the present to present for our future, family and friends. Why not give him thanks? Some of us might not wake up tomorrow.
Jesus.
So in this day and in this moment, in this minute, in this second that you are in, give him thanks for it. Because we don't know what the next minute will be. Family and friends, let's be honest. I could be here with Sister Deanne preaching. And the next minute you look,
gone.
Minister Newton died. Minister Shanice Newton died.
Yeah.
Wow, from what?
Yeah.
Some of us dropping like flies without any cause. So why not give thanks? And when you give him thanks and you praise him, you don't be selfish with it, family and friends. You don't be selfish to the point that you're asking him for yourself, because that's being selfish. You praise him and you ask him. You know what? Father God, I come to you because I know the sins I have done, but I don't know the sins of my brothers and sisters. But God, I ask you to lay it upon your heart to forgive them as well. Give them that nudge to give you the same praise that I am giving you, to be thankful to you, Father God, like how I am being thankful of you.
Family and friends, life too sharp. God love endures. God love endures, family. His love is forever.
Ever.
It's not going to be a love that we get. Let's be honest. You have a boyfriend, you have a girlfriend, you have a husband, you have your wife. They could stop loving you today or tomorrow. But God's love don't end. It don't die. It's forever.
Never. Yeah.
It's forever. When everybody else decides to walk out your life or God has removed them from your life, it's okay. It's okay because he loves you so much. Sometimes he removes people from our life.
Yes, yes, give thanks.
We could be in a marriage for 40 years and God, you use that child of God and things ain't working out. He going to say, hold up, not my child. So you know what he's going to do? Even though, like I said, you're married for 40, 50 years and God decides to remove that person out of your life, you don't question it. This is how much God loves you because nothing that is not of him come to harm you.
That's right.
Family and friends, God's love is forever. His love is forever. Ain't going nowhere.
Yeah.
Sister Dionne?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Love, if you have nothing to tell God thank you for, you can tell him thank you for his love. One of the things that came to my mind as you were speaking in regards to Thanksgiving, if you read the gospel, when Jesus would speak to the Father, you would always hear him say, my Father, I thank you for, my Father, I thank you because. He always gave his Father thanks. Amen. Now, don't forget, Jesus walking on earth was all God and was all man. Amen. Because he's the Word dwelt among us and he became flesh. Because God is a spirit and God cannot understand our infirmities because he's a spirit. He does not know how to, he can't feel what we feel. So in order for him to feel what we feel, he sent Jesus. So when you're going through, you can say, Lord, I thank you because you understand how it feels. You understand how it feels, God, for me to be sick. You understand, God, how it is for me to be depressed. You understand how it feels, God, for me to be in a place of such anxiety. I feel like I can't go on. I can't make it because in the Garden of Gethsemane, Jesus, God, got filled with such anxiety and depression. The Bible tells us his sweat became like great drops of blood. And because Jesus overcame that, because he did that, now we can. I came from a place of suicide and as well as depression. And let me tell you now, ever since the Lord delivered me, I have never gotten to a place of depression, and I have never gotten to a place of suicide because he took on my depression, and he took on the suicide, and he gave me his peace. Amen. So now I can say to the Lord, Lord, I thank you that I am clothed in my right mind. I thank you. No longer is depression and oppression and suicide looking like the only way out. Amen. Sometimes we look at things and again, we think we only can thank God for the big things. Well, I asked God for this kind of car and all he gave me was this car. And some people get an attitude with God. Some people are upset at God. What you don't realize, you may have wanted the Mercedes, but God gave you a Honda for a reason because you never know. In the month going forth, you may lose your job. In the months going forth, something may happen. In the months going forth, that car would lose control and it can kill you. But God said, I'm not going to do that to you because I love you too much. So you're not going to get the Mercedes, but you'll get the Honda. And then we get an attitude. Amen. I was talking to the Lord today. And that was one of the reasons why, Sister Shanice, I was late for prayer I'm in late for the show because I was in prayer myself talking to the Lord. I was in prayer myself talking to the Lord. And I just began to just open my heart to God. And I said to the Lord, Lord, thank you. Even with this low vision, Lord, I thank you. Because coming from a relationship that was so controlled and so manipulated, and I had no freedom. Y'all, after I divorced that man, I would have gotten buck wild out there. You hear me? Because I would have had the freedom to come and go, to dress and do what I please. I would have gotten buck wild out there. I could have gone back to the club, gone back to getting with some crazy dude, probably putting a bullet to my head, gone out there, had sex with somebody, come down with AIDS. Anything could have happened to me. And while I was praying today, I recognized you did not allow this to happen to me because you hate me. You allow it to happen to me because you love me, because you knew I would have been just a wild filly out there. And the devil would just see me and I would be ready for the pickings and he would have knocked me off. But because of his grace, because of his mercy, he said, no, 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 devil, you can't have her. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to hit her up with a little low vision, and I'm going to prepare her. Amen. And I spoke to the Lord about, I said, it's just like Joseph. Yes, the brothers, they took Joseph, and they sold him. They dropped him in a pit. And then they sold him. And then he went into Potiphar's house. And then Potiphar's wife, she lied on him. So now he's in prison. All these things happened to Joseph. But when the time came, when the famine came, when there was no food in the land, who know what would have happened to Israel? They could have died. Joseph, all of his brothers and his fathers, they could have died from starvation. But God had already prepared Joseph to be in Egypt, so when the famine comes, Joseph will already have them set aside and that they wouldn't starve. So when we look at some things, it may not look right. We look at something, we might say, God, this ain't fair. And our God, he's not a fair God. Excuse me. Our God is not a fair God. He is a just God. Amen. He's a just God. That's why we have the justice, the judicial system. Our system is supposed to be just. Amen. We're supposed to look at the matter and not go by favoritism, not go by who has more money, not go by anything. But God worked it out. And Joseph and his family, they were never in want of nothing else. Because God, now Joseph could have been in that prison. Lord, I can't believe that. My other brothers, they're at home with my dad. Lord, I cannot believe that. Not only did they put me in a pit, but they went ahead and they sold me. And Lord, that lying woman, she said, I tried to rape her. God, you know I didn't do that. And then they got me here in this prison. And he went through all that. And in all that he went through, it was exactly what the Lord had planned. And after that, what happened? They began to give thanks to the Lord and worship the Lord. So you may not be in the position that you want to be right now. You may not have gotten the job or the promotion that you wanted to get. You may not have the marriage. Because all of a sudden you were planning for the wedding and all of a sudden everything just shut down. Because God knows your end from your beginning. And he knew what that man would do to you. He knew what that woman would do to you. He knew. So he saved you. Yes, you're going to hurt for a little bit now. But like they say, it's better to hurt a little now than a whole lot more later. So on this day, as we look at Thanksgiving and as we give God thanks, some people may have a whole lot to thank God for. I got money. I got the big car. I got the big house. My business is booming. I got 100 pair of shoes in my closet. Everything right now is peaches and cream. Everything. And so now we have, oh, I thank you, God. I thank you for my big house. And I thank you. Will you be able to thank him if he took the house? Would you be able to thank him if he sat you down? Would you be able to thank him if you were bringing in $10,000 a month in your business and all of a sudden you're bringing in $2,000? Would you still be able to say, Lord, I thank you. I'm not bringing in $10,000 anymore, but I'm bringing in $2,000. That means, God, I may have to give up my house, but with that $2,000, I can still get in an apartment. That means I will be out of the cold. I will be out of the rain. I will be out of the heat. I still have a bed to lay my head on. I still have food. It may not be caviar. It may not be those crab legs. And it may not be all that, but, Lord, I thank you because I have a box of macaroni and cheese, and I thank you that I have some ground beef. I thank you for a piece of fish. Can you thank God when things aren't going well? Can you thank God when you're no longer on the top but you're at the bottom? And so many people, they turn their back on God. But what we fail to realize, when God puts you in a transition, because today on the show, The Grub, we spoke a little bit about Job today. But after Job lost everything and it looked like Job was down for the count, amen, God did not just restore Job. His children died. But the children that the Lord gave to Job, the Bible said they were even more beautiful, more fair than what he had before. He got more goats. He got more sheep. He got so much more. Why? Because Job understood, in all things I will give him thanks. In the good time, I thank him. In the bad time, I thank him. When it's raining, Lord, I thank you because my grass is getting a little brown. Thank you for the rain. Thank you, Lord. If you don't have no grass, think of the farmers out there that need the rain to come down so that you can have produce at the grocery store where you can go and purchase the food to feed your family. Sometimes we get so self-centered, and all we think about is me, myself, and I, me, my foe, and no more. All we think about is us, 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 and that is exactly who the devil is. Because all the devil talks about, I will ascend, I will set, I will go. That's us, me, I. When we are in the kingdom of God, you cannot just think of I, me, because he said we must love our neighbors as ourselves. So when you see your neighbors down, amen, talk to them. When you see your neighbors down, once upon a time they were doing good. All of a sudden they're going down. Don't think, oh, yeah, God is punishing them. God cannot be punishing them. They could be asking the Lord to go higher, and God knows how to knock you down to take you higher. I have learned in the kingdom of God, and the way to go up is to go down. See, in the world, you can lie. In the world, you can steal. You can cheat. You can manipulate. In the world, you can sleep with the boss for the raise. In the world, you can sleep with the director for that. You can sleep your way through. But when it comes to the kingdom of God, when you say, Lord, a closer walk with Jesus, when you say, Lord, a fresh anointing, when you say, Lord, I want to know you for myself, he is not going to put you in a place of elevation until he take you down. Because if he just upright, if he just put you up and he don't take you down, you, my friend, we will get in a pride. And when we get in a place of pride, we don't say thank you to God because we say, I'm the one that went to school. I'm the one that stayed up. I pulled myself up by my bootstraps. And even the days when my boots didn't have no strap, I still wore my boots. So I did it. I did it. And God knows we will get up there and we will think more highly of ourselves than we ought to. And this is exactly what the devil is going to be looking for, to come off and knock your head off. Amen. So when God breaks you down, don't get mad. Don't get sad. He said he humbled before you get elevated. He said the proud he will humble. But if you remain humble, he will elevate you. So in the things that you think that you should have more, that you should have better, don't look at it like that. Lord, you got me in this apartment for a reason. Lord, I've been asking you for years for this, that, or the other. It has not happened yet. It's not, God, I don't have faith. I believe in your word. I believe every word you say. But, Lord, process me. Process. There has to be a process. Let me tell you, when they dig the ground and they find a piece of gold or silver, the shiny, shiny gold and silver that you see, it does not come out the ground looking like that. It has to go to the fiery furnace to pull out all the dross and all the impurities out. So if God does that with a piece of metal that cannot praise him because it was not made in his image, how much more would he not do to us? When, just like Sister Shanice said, he made us in his image. We represent God. We represent God. And if Jesus can say thank you to the Father, how much more can we say thank you to the Father? How much more can we say thank you to Jesus? How much more can we say thank you to Holy Spirit? How much more can we say, God, had it not been for you, I don't know where I'd be. I don't know what I would have. I don't know, God, when this depression came on me, when the suicidal came on me, had it not been you, God, I would have been dead in a grave right now. We have plenty, like I say, to thank God for. Don't look at where you was. And don't look at, well, I ain't there where I want to be yet, where by this time of my life I expected to do this, to do that, and to do the other. Chill. Let God be God. Your job as a servant is to continue to serve the master. Your job as a child, like they used to say back in the day, is to remain in the place of a child and let your father take care of you. Sister Shanice?
No, I'm going to backtrack a little bit of what you said and a little bit of what we talk about today because, you know, we as human beings, you know, we give thanks for the wrong things.
Come on.
You know, or we ask for the wrong things. You know, we go to God in prayer and we ask for the wrong things. And, you know, sometimes the things that we want is just a want but not a need.
Come
and
on.
With me saying that is like what you say with the somebody wanting, you know, they got a Honda instead of a Benz or a BMW.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. God, yes, God put us, he gave us those things because he's not ready to elevate us. And we have to understand that he is not ready to elevate us because we, as human beings, we're not ready for what he is about to give us. So it's like, let me give you this and see how you're going to take care of that before I give
come
you
on.
This. But then again, we have to learn to be in acceptance with the things that we have and appreciate the things that we have in our now. See, when we don't appreciate the things, see, when you say, oh, well, you know, oh, yeah, thank you, God, but this isn't the car I wanted. I wanted this car, but this is what you give me. You're not appreciating. See, what we fail to understand as human beings, God put us through tests. He tests us. He tests us by our wants, our needs, our faith, how much we believe in him, how much of us we're given to him. He tests us through everything. It is like a child. Like, example, my daughter saying, Mommy, I need a new cell phone for Christmas because this old one doing this and it's doing that. Okay. Should I give you, because you have a little chippy cell phone, no lie, but should you receive a new cell phone? Because what I found out tonight, she was on her 7th iPad, and it's all broken up. It's all broken up. I decided to get her a bigger one, a bigger screen this time, because it was the other one for like, what, $50? This one I paid $70 for. And the screen is all cracked up. So you don't know how to take care of that. How are you going to get something else that you... And I'm saying that to say this because that's exactly what God does with us.
Right.
Do you accept the little bit
the little bit that he gave you, are you thankful in the little bit that he is giving you? See, when we don't appreciate something, and the next thing that we forget too is that God might not be on our time, family and friends, but he is our on-time God. So when he sees that it's our time to receive it, then you shall receive whatever he has for you. So stop complaining. Stop complaining and stop being thankful in disappointments from God.
Wow, that's a powerful word.
Because we are thankful, but we're still disappointed. God sees us from our heart first. He sees us from our heart first. Because when we go to God, he sees what's in our heart. And there is where we are judged. We are judged on what? Because, see, we could say, man, I really don't want this Honda. I wanted a BMW. Well, I might be wrong, but you want a BMW, you want a Mercedes. Do you know some of the luxury cars that they're driving is made up of Honda, Toyota, and what's the other one? Nissan parts? They're the same parts. They're just carrying a foreign language. They carry a foreign model and name, that fancy name. So you imagine this. You're upset about that Honda that you say you buy a brand new Honda car, which run you about $23,000, $24,000, which, you know, if you're working a decent job, your car payment is $250 a month, you could pay $260. Guess what? That $10 add up. So you're paying $23,000, but you want a car for $60,000, $50,000. Now, that's double what you have.
Right.
Guess what? If your credit in fancy, that's what I like to call it,
right,
fancy, you pay about $500, $600 a month for the car. Okay.
Probably more.
You got this car. You got this car because God sometimes blesses us with our want. Struggling to pay this car. The first 2 months, God buys smooth. But you're not looking at the job because sometimes you want the car, but the job ain't paying the money. What about your rent if you're still renting? What about your mortgage if you're paying off a mortgage? What about food on your table? What about the lights in your house? What about the running water? Then if you have kids, you got to take the... Listen, kids is a whole brand new bank account by itself. And if you have kids like me, now in this time with technology and all these fancy things, that's a whole different job. So I have to work a job to pay my bills, and I don't have to find a job to pay their bills. So you have to slow... I'm saying all of that to say this. Slow your roll down. Slow your roll down. Now, if you're making the money and you could see it for the next 5, 6, 7, 10 years paying that car off, and you could manage everything, and God has blessed you, because if he blessed you with the car, guess what? He's going to bless you with the job. He's going to bless you with that income. So stop asking for things and being disappointed in the things that you get. Because God tests us. God tests us. I sit in here and I talk, and I had a 2018 Nissan Pathfinder. My husband bought for me cash, family and friends. Ain't owe nobody. I messed that up. But that's a story for another time. I trusted my neighbors because I was cool with them, and I bought me a 2005 Durango. I spent $3,000 for it. I got rid of it because by the time I done within 2 months, I already spent $3,406 in that Jeep.
Wow.
The Jeep run good for 4 days, and I had transmission problem on the fourth day, $2,600 for the transmission and the labor. So be careful what you ask God for, and be thankful for the things. Do I regret a lot of things that I have done? Yes. Should I have been wiser and make wiser decisions? Yes. But you see what? God give me those things to show me a lesson, because I need to be grateful where I at with the things that I have. And family and friends, I am learning. I am learning, family and friends. And therefore, I've always been grateful with the little things, because I was raised with nothing much. Mm-hmm. And my mom, the one thing she showed is, I would be grateful for what God has given you. Be grateful for what God has given you. Could I have finished my bachelor's degree in psychology already? Yes, I prolonged that. I could have had my bachelor's, family and friends. I prolonged it. That was my choice. But God had to slow me down too, because I was moving in a whole different direction. I had a whole different mental plan that was not of Him. It was of me.
Right.
I was being selfish with the plan that I had. And you know what God did? He slowed me right down. He slowed me right down. Right now, I'm crawling, learning how to walk as I stand here. So, family, you have to give thanks and praise to Him for the little things that you have, because you never know what's around the corner for you. Another example, Sister Deanne, we was renting. My husband and I was renting a house. God bless us with a house. We own our second house now. But there was something that we had to go through. Me and my husband was going through problems. I was asking for a divorce. And you know what? A lot of people might not agree with what I'm about to say, but I remember the day when I stood to my husband and I said, you know what? This car accident that you got into, that's your punishment from God. Now, some people might look at me and say, oh, you're such a witch to say that. You're so evil to say that to your husband. But I had my reason, because my husband was moving a little too fast. At the time, he was not Pastor. Let me get it straight. Because at the time, he was not Pastor Newton. He was moving a little too fast. And
too
I
fast.
Told him that. And I told him that. I said, where's the people that you wanted in your life? Where are them now help you take you up these stairs? To help me with the wheelchair? To help me with the groceries? To help me with the baby that we have here laying up on oxygen, because she came home on oxygen? Where are they at? Where are they at? So a curse could be a blessing, and a blessing could be a curse, because I did not ask God for a perfect husband. And I told I told my husband that. I said, we gonna mess up. We gonna make mistakes. See, he's my first husband, I'm his third wife. And I guess I'm a lot different. So by the hook or by the cross, family and friends, he gonna get it together. He did. He did. And it's where I'm going all over the place, but I'm gonna put it together. You know, he was moving a little too fast, and God had to slow him down. Because I remember him telling me, God is calling me, God is calling me. And he was telling me about the vision, about the radio network. And I said, you know what? This is before everything else happened. I said, you lead the way and I shall follow. I'll do what I have to do as your wife or as your friend to help you get where you want to be. And that's what I did. Regardless of what we was going through, he paved the way, and I was right there on his side with every ups and downs with this radio station. I was there through everything. Have I cried tears? And Sister Deanne, you know, because I've called you, and we have spoken. I give great thanks to God, and it's the simple things, and I'm saying this, family. God can remove people from our life, but then going to give you somebody greater.
And friends,
if it wasn't for Sister Deanne, Pastor Jean, Brother Don, Bishop Han, Siron, Minister Siron Williams, if it wasn't for these people that God have brought into our life, my husband and I would have been divorced, and probably TPV would have had a different name. He probably would have still been doing the radio thing, but it wouldn't have been TPV Ministries, and they wouldn't have been TPV Radio. Because I'm telling you, family and friends, the way my mind was going, I was ready to tear my husband down like a wallpaper off the wall. I was hurt. So bad that I was out to destroy his life as well. But God have brought these people in my life to show me, hey, Shanice, that's not the way. That's not what God wants. And I'm very, very, very thankful for my brothers and sisters in my life. And this is why we call them family. And I'm saying all of this, not to take over your show, Sister Deanne, but I'm saying this is that the smallest thing, because they say, I can't remember the verse, but it's something about a mustard seed. And something God gives. Something God gave us that mustard seed. And like my husband said, a mustard seed could become an apple seed, from an apple seed to a pumpkin seed, from a pumpkin seed to a watermelon seed. It grows. So you have to be grateful for the little that you have and thankful for the things that you already have. And stop going to God with the things that are a want and not a need. And that's where we go wrong, family and friends. We go to God and say, I want. But you're not sharing and telling him what your need is, because he already knows our need. But he wants us to come to him and ask him for the needs. Sister Deanne?
Yes, ma'am. Amen. And it's so true that you say that sometimes, you know, we look at something as horrific as the accident, and people are here, you say, you know, it was good that he got in that accident. And they say, like, you say, oh my gosh, she's a witch. She's so mean. How can she say something so nasty about her husband? But they're not there. They don't see. And like you say, that accident opened his eyes. That accident caused him to slow down, to hear the voice of the Lord and the people that God needed to sift out of his life. He used the accident to do it. God will use whatever means he needs to use to get our attention. If we're not paying attention, if we're not listening, he's going to find a way. Hey, you're not paying attention. Okay, I'm going to need you to go to the doctor. Here comes this. Hey, I'm going to need you to go to the bank, because he will find a way to get our attention. So right now, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to go ahead and take a quick break. Amen. And Sister Shanice and I, we're going to come back to do our last 30 minutes of giving thanks in Jesus' name. Don't forget, our scripture today is Psalms 136, verse 1. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. His mercies endures forever. Yes. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Victory Over the Weights of Life.
Over the Weights of Life.
With Sis Deanne LeBrand. Right now on TPV Radio.
This is 8R Bass. Keep it locked right here on TPV Radio.
At Majal's Products, we care for a better you with our handmade natural ingredients to give you healthier skin, body, and stronger hair. Like our face, foot, hair, and body care products. To order yours today, please visit our website at www.majalsproducts.com or on Facebook at Majal's Products. Get yours today and get your faster results without breaking the bank.
You're listening to Victory Over the Weights of Life.
Over the Weights of War.
With Sis Diane LeBrun. Right now on TPV Radio.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. His mercies endure forever. He has done marvelous things. That's the only person that we can say has done marvelous things is the Lord. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. I just want to say thank you to Sister Shanice for being with me today. We are doing our Thanksgiving show today. So now we're going to transition into a little laugh and fun and stuff. So, Sister Shanice, we came from the Virgin Islands.
Yes.
And we celebrate Thanksgiving. How much different do you think the way we celebrate Thanksgiving back home is different in America? Since we live in the state of Texas, how different is it from the VI to the state of Texas?
Just on a whole, because, you know, sometimes back home, Thanksgiving, of course, it's getting the family together. You pray over the food, everybody eats, you know, you sit down, you talk about old times. Those that drink, they drink, you know, Christmas coming up for us, you know, you can start getting your virgin coquito or your coquito with alcohol, but at the same time, you know, some people celebrate Thanksgiving on the beach. That's one of the big difference, you know, because these beaches that they call beach in Texas,
can't touch sorry, what? Texas. Sorry,
not,
Texas. I love
not,
you, Texas, but
not
here.
The beaches that, you know, we call them too. They're not the, you know, beaches that we custom to and stuff like that. So it's a lot different. The style of cooking is different because, you know, in the Virgin Islands, basically the Caribbean, we're a melting pot. So, you know, you can live in St. Croix, but, you know, you're born there, but doesn't mean that your parents are from there, you know, because I'm part of that melted pot. You know, my mother and father was born in the Virgin Islands, but my grandparents, my mom's parents were from Vieques, Puerto Rico, and, you know, my grandfather was from Nieves. My father was from Nieves, but my grandmother, to my understanding, grown up, knowing I could be wrong, but she was an Abigidian, which she was born and raised in St. Croix. So more likely, my father, mother, or his grandmother, I should say, they were slaves, actually. That's how it was put, because my dad was born in 1919. He was born the flag was changed. Meaning, when I said change, is when America bought the Virgin Islands.
It's from Denmark.
From Denmark, from the British, from the Danes. I'm sorry, from the Danes.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's a lot of history in my family, but for me, family and friends, being Hispanic, half Hispanic, so it's different because we have the ham. And family and friends, when I say ham, it's not that spiral ham that you Americans are accustomed to. And I'm sorry to say it that way, but it's not necessarily, you know, it's the whole ham. And, you know, you got your turkey, your baked macaroni, your potato stuff in it. It's when you cook the mashed potato and you make it orange, you add your sugar, your raisin, and then you bake it till it's a golden brown on top. So you got that. Depends on what family member house you're going to. You get the stew beans, you get the Johnny cake, which is the fry. It's like a fried bread. You get your pasteles. Because pastel, we don't only eat it around Christmas time. They're already being sold back home. People is already making them and selling them. So this is the same thing like as the Mexican with their tamales. We do pasteles. And it's kind of similar but different. So it's a lot different. And then, you know, dab a little bit at Christmas. Christmas is where we do the turkey. See, Thanksgiving, we do turkey and ham. Christmas, we do turkey, ham, and pork. That's when we roast the pig. And, you know, my uncle them would have the pig going out, you know. Outside, they drinking a beer, and trust me, that pig roasting, but that pig drinking a beer too, because a beer for them and a beer for the pig over the pig, you know. So,
okay.
Yeah, so it's a lot different because, like, the green bean casserole, what the heck is that?
Yeah, we don't know.
I know nothing.
We don't know.
The cranberry sauce, yes, because it's something my mother had liked. I was never a fan of it. But for family and friends, I don't like it. My Thanksgiving come this Thursday. My turkey now has been seasoned for a week and a half.
Oh, my gosh. I thought I was bad. Mine been seasoned since, what is it, Monday or Tuesday? Mine been seasoned.
No, growing up, my mom.
Since Sunday, I think mine been seasoned. Yeah.
Mine is about a week and a half, 2 weeks. I just take it out last night so it could start defrosting with the seasoning on it. So tomorrow night, 9 o'clock, I'm going to share a little trick with y'all family and friends. What I do when I learn this over doing it as a mistake and it stuck with me because it worked. What I do, don't matter how big or small how big your turkey is. I wouldn't say small because if it's small, it wouldn't take that long to cook. But mine's a good-sized turkey. And growing up, you know, my mom, I always buy the big turkey because everybody going by mommy to eat. So what I do when the night, my turkey is going in at 9 o'clock in the night. And what I do, that way I could sleep. I got to worry about twisting and turning, not talking, and basting, not talking. It goes in 9 o'clock the night before Thanksgiving. And 250 degrees. And trust me, family and friends, by 6 o'clock Thanksgiving morning, my turkey is done. All I got to do is take off the foil, turn it up to that 350, and let it get golden. And that's it. And the trick to that goldenness is either your butter or some lime. You put some lime over it, and the lime will turn it brown. So tomorrow night, my turkey going in. My ham will be on the stove boiling. Because we do our ham different, family and friends. We boil the ham in sugar and cloves. That's to make the ham. So you put some holes in the ham, you know, and you boil it with your sugar. So that's going in tomorrow night. And then, you know, we do the glaze for the turkey, for the ham, is the pineapple juice, some honey, and mustard. And that's what's glazing my ham. So when my turkey come out, my ham going in. So again, my menu is the ham, turkey. I don't like sweet pumpkin pie. It's not something I raise up with. I'm sorry. So I'm doing apple pie, doing chocolate cake. I'm doing my Puerto Rican seasoned rice. Arroz con gandules is what I'm cooking.
Yes, with
some olives, the chopped olives in it. And what else I have in? Baked macaroni, stuffing, potato salad, coleslaw. So that's, and some dinner rolls. So that's my Thanksgiving.
Yes.
That's my Thanksgiving meal. So,
yes.
Like we say, home, belly full, banana glad.
That's what they say. That's what they say.
Yes.
So for me, my parents are from St. Lucia. So when I was born in St. Croix, I went back home to St. Lucia to meet my parents. So I did not actually celebrate my first Thanksgiving until I was 10 years old. So for me, Thanksgiving was a whole new tradition. I didn't know nothing because we celebrate Thanksgiving in St. Lucia differently. And I think we celebrate Thanksgiving in St. Lucia, I think in September we celebrate Thanksgiving. So celebrating Thanksgiving is a whole different thing. So, but I ended up liking the tradition, you know. And it's like you say, back home, growing up, you know, even my adoptive parents were St. Lucian as well, or are St. Lucian. So we do the turkey, and of course you do that coleslaw. We do the coleslaw different than we do up here. In our coleslaw back home, we put more carrots than cabbage. Our coleslaw back home it has more orange than green in it. Some people put a little raisin in there, and you know with your your mayonnaise and stuff like that. Some people put a little brown sugar in there. Huh?
And your limit of vinegar just to get going.
Right. And then also one of the things I'll make tomorrow to put it in the fridge so when we wake up Thursday morning it'd be nice is that cucumber salad.
Okay.
I'm gonna see if I can get some plantains and do some fried plantains, of course, macaroni and cheese, the dressing, because my children are American, so the cornbread dressing and the people that's gonna be here all American, you know. So cornbread dressing, the mac and cheese, potatoes, you know. So my daughter likes the strawberry cake, so we're gonna do a strawberry cake. My fiance likes the lemon cake, so we're gonna do a strawberry cake, a lemon cake, you know. So we try to eat the things that we like, you know. But this year I'm not cooking my turkey this year. Tomorrow my first lady is gonna come pick up my turkey. Her and her husband, they have a barbecue business, and they're gonna smoke my turkey.
Oh wow, lucky you.
Yeah. I remember I said before the church closed down back in March, I guess this family had come and they brought them a turkey to smoke. When she pulled that turkey out her trunk, I said, "Oh my God, what is that?" The turkey. I said, Oh yeah. I say for Thanksgiving, God's will, we're gonna go ahead and smoke that turkey. I put my turkey out last Friday. I let it defrost Friday, Saturday, and that turkey been sitting in seasoning since Sunday afternoon.
So
when she come to pick it up tomorrow, ready to go, and she'll bring it to us back Thursday morning for turkey for Thanksgiving. I'm looking forward to Thanksgiving. You know, like you said, I try not to eat too much, but in trying not to eat too much, you end up some way somehow eating too much. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Well, for Christmas this year, I'm doing some pasteles this year for Christmas.
Oh wow. Boy, I need to drive down there. I need to send the ingredients to you and drive down and come pick some up.
Yes, because I'm making some pasteles. I'm going to do some chicken pasteles. Family and friends, believe it or not, I already bought my pork shoulder for Christmas.
Mm.
So, you know, by December 10th, it's going to be seasoned and put in the fridge for Christmas morning. So, we're not having turkey. I want to do a ham again because I love ham.
So
I don't really too care for the turkey again for Christmas. So we're gonna have the pasteles, the white rice, the stew beans, the plantain, coleslaw, baked macaroni stuffing, of course the seasoned rice.
You need to teach me how to make that seasoned rice.
Because
I don't know how to make it. Yeah, but I say this Christmas coming, God's will, this Christmas, I'm going to make some oxtail with some red beans and some dumplings in it. And then I'm going to make some salad fish with some bakes, a cucumber salad, and then, some more fried. Yeah, that's what I'm doing for Christmas. I'm going to make some rice. Yeah.
We celebrate Christmas and Thanksgiving so different. And what I'm grateful for is that, you know, we could still find some of the things that we can get back home. That little store on Killeen Nutrition on 2nd Street here in Killeen, I just want them to bring out some sorrel so bad. One time they had sorrel. And I want them to bring out some. They had some mabi there.
Really?
It was already made. It bottled everything, you know, from a company that's in Jamaica. It was okay, but it's a little bit stronger than the mabi that we make home and I grew up on.
Wow.
So I drink half of the bottle and the other half still in the fridge. It's not something that I really care for. Well, that the way it tastes, because it's not something that I grew up on. But I want some Surreal. I want some Surreal.
Tell him what Mavi is.
Mavi, I really don't know how to make it, but I know it's from a bark of a tree that they don't use,
mm-hmm.
and they boil it and they put in the spices, like different spices. It have mm-hmm. a very different
strong
taste. Yes, mm-hmm. Like I said, the one I grew up on that my father used to get from his friend was never strong. It had that strong bitter taste. But this one
yes.
I bought from the store has that strong taste, and it just in my husband tasted, he like, ugh. You know, he tastes
yeah.
a little bit of everything, you know, from home. I try to get him prepared for when I'm taking him home, family and friends. So
right,
it's
right.
That he didn't
no
like.
Culture shock.
Yes. So, you know, when it was Saturday, I baked our red velvet cake. So
Ooh,
it was for my niece's birthday, and I did some salmon balls and fried Johnny cake. That's what she wanted me to contribute to the party. And I said, well, you know, I don't drink family and friends, but I can tell her, I don't make red velvet cake without rum.
Gotcha.
So they Ooh. Was partying so hard, they didn't get to cut the cake. So I got to call and ask her, how was the cake? Because family and friends, that cake was soaked in rum.
Oh my
that
god!
Red. And I use it's called Cruzan rum, family and friends, and it's the black cherry flavor, and that's what I use to make my red velvet cake. So I put rum in the cake and still soak the cake in rum. So
in rum. Oh my
yes.
god! Just opening the box. Just opening the box. You know,
yes.
you jump from opening the box.
Yes. What opening I would like to
yes.
learn to make, Sister Deanne, is black cake. I love me a black cake. There's a lady had a Jamaican restaurant here, and we supported her very strong. But I go in there because she used to make it was called Glendora's restaurant, and let me tell you, her food was real. That's the first Jamaican food I ate that I fell in love with. But most of all, she made black cake.
Whew.
She made black cake. The restaurant is closed down now. I don't know if she's in a different location, but I got to get in contact with her to get me a black cake. And if anybody listening from back home, please inbox me on my Facebook page, Shanice Newton. I want a fruit cake from home.
How are you going to get a fruit cake from home?
They could send it.
They could mail a fruit cake from home? Oh,
yes. Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Because these American fruit cake that they making,
it ain't the same.
Not what we custom to home. So
no,
anybody listening from St. Croix, Santa Cruz, yo quiere un fruit cake. So please inbox me on my Facebook page or on the radio page, because I want a fruit cake from home. So there's different things. Go ahead, sis.
I have not had a fruit cake. I think since I left St. Croix, I've tasted the American fruit cake at my face. It just turn up. I was like, no, that's not the same.
I had pieces of fruit cake 2 years back. I think it was two years back. My sister and her husband, they have a friend home that bakes, and she sends them fruit cake every Christmas. But it was a slice of two that I had. I want the whole cake.
Oh my god!
I want the whole.
Oh my
I'm
god!
I'm a cake person. Yes, I want the whole cake.
I do too. I love cake. I love the pastries. Yeah. I love it. Like I'm not the pumpkin pie kind. You give me a sweet potato. Now, that's one of the things I like here in America, depending on who makes the sweet potato pie. I like that sweet potato pie, you know, because I like sweet potatoes. So I like sweet, but the pumpkin pie, I can't get down too much with the pumpkin pie.
I
eat it, you know, but it's not like, you know.
Yeah, I like the sweet potato, but I like our sweet potato, you know. I don't like the American orange sweet potato. I'm sorry.
It's different.
So criticizing, But when you are a true diehard island woman,
island
that refuses
person.
To give
mm-hmm.
up your neighbor's strength, family, and friends, this is
yep.
what happened. You compare everything to
everything.
Everything. So I'm
everything.
A diehard island woman. Ain't planning
yes.
to give up my culture for nobody.
For
you
nothing.
Can sit down. So why you don't go back home? Trust me, in due time, I will be retiring back home. I only in America because my kids, my daughter says she want to finish school here in America. And I wait till the younger one get to age and she want to finish. But the minute they finish high school, I said,
over.
Babe, retirement time.
Yes,
we going yes. home. We going yes. home.
Yeah, you live a more simple life. You live a more healthy life because up here in America, you pay so much extra for all the things that's organic. Back home
mm-hmm.
in your backyard, you can grow all that. You have your coconuts,
yes.
you have your mangoes,
yes.
you have your peas, you have everything. You can grow everything back there in your little yard. So you cooking breakfast
yep.
in the morning, you just go in the back, get some leaves,
make fresh tea. Mm-hmm.
Yes, go in the garden, get your lettuce, get your tomato, get your onion, come back inside, everything fresh.
Oh, yes. Oh,
so
yes.
so I like that. So to the viewers, if you're single, if you're a single man, and if you are a single woman and you're looking for a good husband or a good wife, let me tell you something. Go on to that. Go down to St. Croix. Go down to St. Lucia. You know, get you a good one. And let me tell you, once you eat Caribbean food, your taste for food gonna change, because I guarantee you, Brother Chris can say amen to that.
Mm-hmm.
Because you gonna,
listen.
You gonna experience. You, yes. You
he's,
gonna
from
experience
New Jer- he's from New Jersey that been living in Texas over 10 years before he met me.
Mm.
But I tell you now, your family and friends, he's my island man. He
okay.
love his kank. He love his kank. He don't complain about the food that I cook, you know. I mean,
yep.
he said that he have had taste because, you know, New Jersey is about New York, New Jersey. It's a boiling pot as well. It's, you know, it's a mashup
yeah,
because
people.
There are people from,
mm-hmm.
yes, from everywhere. So
mm-hmm.
you get the
mm-hmm.
taste, you know. It's sad to say, family and friends, that here in America, especially Texas, where I'm at in Central Texas, when you hear Caribbean food, it's not true Caribbean food. Because
no,
what
no.
you're getting is Jamaican Caribbean food.
Yes.
Now,
yep.
they do
oxtail.
They do the oxtail. They put sugar in it. That's
yep.
not how I grew up knowing oxtail.
I don't do my oxtail like that
sweet.
Either.
Ain't supposed to
yep.
be sweet. What mm-hmm. else did I do? I did some curry goat the other day. My curry goat come out better than my curry chicken. Don't ask me why, but it'll come out better than the chicken.
Mine is the other way
but,
around. My curry chicken come out better than my curry goat.
No, for some reason.
I don't know what
chicken. Yes. But hopefully in the future, if I do decide to stay and this pandemic go and God decide to bless us financially again, probably, you know, I have my Jow's product line. So family and friends, if God say yes, look out for my Jow's Cajun cuisine or Caribbean
Ooh,
cuisine.
Yes.
So the difference is with this cuisine restaurant that I want to bring here, the difference going to be that you're going to find your dukana. What is dukana? Dukana is a coconut dumpling make out of sweet potato. So it's going to be you're going to get your kank. It's not like the store on Second Street that you get your kank in an oil salad. That's a salad.
Right.
You get your kank in a butter sauce with your fungi and in a side with okra.
And some sour
fresh
fish.
Butter bread. Salfish for breakfast. We're giving you a Cajun breakfast. Your salfish,
oh,
your goshi. This is what I want to bring to Texas because I want to show them that Cajun breakfast is so different. It is
yes.
it's so different. And the Caribbean have so many different dishes to bring. There's things like dumb bread I grew up on, butter bread, titi bread, you know.
Oh, that titi bread with some butter and cheese in there.
Yes.
That's all you need.
Yes, and then you have the bun tart, which is like a sweet bread
yes.
with coconut in a filling. Our even right down to our what you call it? Our pudding is different.
It's big time. Everything
it's
is different.
It's more
yes.
fun, family and friends. In like, oh gosh, what you don't call it? That bread pudding. Bread pudding, we
yes.
serve it in America, it moist and it wet. Our own stiff, you bake it, coconut drops, guava tart. This is things that
yes.
I want you to be able to walk in. Get Vienna
and
cake.
Enjoy.
Our Vienna cake way different in with this royal frosting and layers on top of layers. Our Vienna cake, the taste of the cake is different and the filling.
Mm.
The filling, I'm going to hurry it up so Sister Dianca close the show because we have 90 seconds. But our Vienna cake is with preservative in its side. You have the strawberry, grape, some people use
Girl.
Mint and pineapple. That's what you
yes,
call a
love.
Vienna cake. And the butter
yes,
cookies.
Girls, you're gonna make me catch Spirit Airlines and go home and just go sit in somebody's yard.
Yes.
Just go sit in somebody's yard.
I'm gonna let you
yes.
close up. Thank you for
yes.
having me so much. It was
yes,
a pleasure.
Always, ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters. I just want to thank you guys so much for being with us tonight as we celebrate Thanksgiving here in the United States of America. Don't forget, catch us next Tuesday, same time, same place, right here on TPV Radio Network. This is Shanice again. Thank you so much, Pastor Chris. Thank you so much. I love you guys so much. Family, those of you in America, have a blessed Thanksgiving, and we will see you next week. So walk with me, family. Let's go.
Let's go.
You're listening to Victory Over the Weights of Life.
Over the Weights of War.
With Sis Diane LeBrand. Right now on TPV Radio.